Now, instead of just talking about all the new people coming to Seattle, our show has been introducing you to the flip side. People who are leaving Seattle are telling you how they thought it through and what they've learned. Dave and Dana Varellin loved Seattle. They had a strong community here. Dave played music in the city for years. Seattle changed. The Varellins changed. Their daughter was born in 2012. They started to think differently about their community and things like traffic. So they packed up and moved to Tacoma. And today they own their own business there, a bar, which Dave says would have been really hard to pull off in Seattle.
I think as a startup company, it was much easier to be in a location that was affordable. Lots of available spaces to choose from. And I think we kind of got to tackle it at our own pace as new business owners versus the pace of Seattle, which I think moves much faster and you have to have, you know, much more experience.
And more money.
And more money.
Yeah, we did it, you know, all ourselves, like no conventional lending or anything, just us and our business partner, Suzanne. And we did like a community source loan, and community as a whole in Tacoma, maybe because it's smaller, it's just so supportive. We depend on them, you know, like depend on like community.
How do you depend on them?
Like to show up, you know, like to show up when we open a new business and we know that we can depend on a community of not just friends, but, you know, there's a community also of business owners where everything kind of has a face. There's not like a lot of corporate, you know, or like investor funded. It's a lot of like grassroots, like self-started. And, you know, when you go to a business, you know, like the face behind that business. And I always say too, like Tacoma shows up, you know, when you like ask them to or need them to, like they do. And it's been like really humbling, but also like we're incredibly grateful for like the people who we already were friends with, but the way that we've been embraced.
It's grown too. It's grown leaps and bounds since we've opened and had the ability to meet so many of our neighbors that we didn't know before. But as soon as we start talking, we know three different people, you know, communally, and it's pretty interesting that way.
And what about Seattle? We talked about affordability, but what's the community feel in Seattle that you left?
Yeah, I had a really strong group of friends and musicians and businesses around here as well. And I don't know what happened, but Seattle changed, and it changed the way maybe we got older, or maybe the influx of new people into town changed the way it was. But we didn't all meet at the same place anymore and hang out all the time. And
why? You mean because you had kids, or because there's the Seattle change?
I don't know. It was before we had kids, we kind of noticed it too. We all kind of just, it took a lot of effort to get us out into downtown or Capitol Hill, where we used to live and hang out a lot. And it was a different scene. Again, maybe just age, I don't know. But, you know, a lot of my friends who still work at bars on Capitol Hill even let me know that it's changed quite a bit. Their clientele, kind of the scene and the people that they are meeting and you know, serving. And so for us, that change made it kind of easy to slip away, I think.
I mean, you know, part of it is like, you know, like in the bar business, we say like people turn 21 every day. So, you know, there's always like, like an influx of people that you don't know, that you've never seen before. And I think it's so concentrated here because there's so many people moving here. And while there are people moving out, I feel like for me, like maybe the people that move out are kind of like looking for the same things that we're looking for, like maybe a little bit more like-minded than the people that are moving in.
So. I mean, every day we meet people in Tacoma that have moved down from Seattle every day at the bar, and they say, oh, we just moved into town and we're just checking things out. And we all have the same stories about feeling the squeeze out, feeling like you wanted to be in a place where you could rent a studio for your art space project, or you could, buy a home for your family or start a small business, and it wasn't going to, you know, immediately bury you in debt. And so it's funny to have these stories with all those people, you know.
You mentioned the idea of people being like-minded. I know people who like the diversity of a big city, that we're not all like-minded. Is that not you?
No, I think there is diversity. Maybe it's just still real regional. I don't know. I mean, the regions that the areas of the town that we hang out in, excuse me, are I mean, very similar in thoughts and ideals, I think. And, you know, we're very open and welcoming community. It's funny. We always know.
Homogeneous yet open and welcoming?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's funny because you could go into a bar and people next to you would talk to you in Tacoma. And you go into a bar in Seattle and people are like scooting away from you, like, don't enter my bubble. And so it's strange. You'd have a conversation with somebody you'd never known before, and then you leave and you're like, oh, that's Tom, you know, and you'll see him next time. And it just kind of happened several mm-hmm. times to us.
Yeah, I think in Tacoma, I think for me, like-minded, I mean, sort of like there's a pace, maybe not so much like a way of thinking, because Tacoma's as diverse as it comes, and you kind of like can't separate yourself from people as much in Tacoma because there's not 1,000 options. So like in our bar, we're in a gay neighborhood in Tacoma. So there's lots of gay people. There's people that are just 21. There's like 65-year-olds, every color, every walk of life, I think, because, you know, there's not a ton of places to go. So you end up being around people you wouldn't necessarily be around when you have a lot of options where you can be like, okay, this is like a punk rock bar, or this is where like the, you know, whatever people are into, whatever, they hang out in this bar. And I think there are those places that like certain populations kind of like take over as their bar, you end up not like seeing or being around as many people as you would as when, you know, there's 10 options.
Some listeners are hearing this saying, this sounds like paradise. Let's go to Tacoma.
I've heard that.
Yeah,
I've heard Tacoma's paradise from our customers, and people didn't realize, and I've heard that more. It's like, oh, I didn't realize how great it is, and there's lots of cool stuff down here. And, man, I've been to like four restaurants tonight, and they're all real good. And I'm like, you're surprised.
As if it's going to all be like KFC or something.
Right.
But aren't you bringing on a Tacoma boom right now? What are you doing to your city?
I know.
Well, that's also like a running joke with people in Tacoma is like, yeah, let people think it's dangerous. Like, let people think it stinks. Like, you know, like don't encourage anyone. But I think, you know, especially leaving Seattle, that if you want to stay close to Seattle or you want to buy a home, you don't have to go all the way to Tacoma, you know. So if you're moving to Tacoma, it's because there's something that you like and that you want to be around that's in Tacoma, because there's lots of places between here and there that are probably
Burien's nice. Burien's real nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay close to Seattle.
Yeah.
So I think that there's something specific there that people kind of find that they really like about it, and we have one of our bartenders, Joel. He and his wife moved to Tacoma maybe last year, and his wife always says, you know, like on our street there's like a co-op and there's a pinball bar and there's a record store that just moved from a small location to a big location, you know,
versus like, a big location to a small location.
Like, there's an actual record store that just expanded, you know, like in Tacoma. This is all like on a street that you can walk 2 blocks to and then, you know, walk for maybe 6 blocks, you know, and it's very accessible.
What do you want to say to our listeners who do live in Seattle and you're just telling them that their city is worse than a stinky paper mill?
It does sound like
I'm sure not saying that.
This is your chance.
Yeah.
What's your message to the people of Seattle?
I think especially for the people who aren't maybe originally from around here that are living in Seattle now, anytime you go to a new place, you're the new guy, right? So you need to scrub up on your history. Maybe, you know, learn a little bit about the town and its history and its neighborhoods and its people, because those are all deeply rooted things. And it's difficult to embrace change, I think, for the locals that are having to embrace a lot of change with the new population that's coming into town. And so I feel like know where you're moving to and learn about it a little bit and embrace it. You know, you have to embrace, like, your surroundings here, because I don't think Seattle's going to change. I think Seattle's going to change people that come here, and I hope that's the case, because it's a great city. I'm sure if we had the Mega Millions in our back pocket, we would live here. You know what I mean? But we don't. So that's
not yet.
We're trying.
The Varellans. That was former Seattleites Dave and Dana Varela, now owners of the Zodiac Supper Club in Tacoma, reminding you that you don't have to leave the Puget Sound area just because Seattle's not fitting you right anymore. Tacoma is paradise. This is a series of conversations with people leaving Seattle. We've met people who've gone to the desert, gone to bigger cities. They can tell you about the trade-offs, so take a listen at our website, KUOW.org.